Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, turning a tasty Christmas tradition into a new agribusiness. That's what Nancy Ward did after a career in state government.
Well, I worked for the Commonwealth of Kentucky for over 27 years, and during that time I was involved in several different types of positions and was a commissioner for a little while. That was all beneficial, very professional, growing time for me, and I loved to cook during the process. I was raised cooking with my mother and grandmother, so when I retired, everybody said, well, you need to take this signature sauce you make for us every Christmas, take it to market.
Ward said there was a significant period of research, time, and hard work before she actually took the plunge.
I started researching FDA rules and, you know, Department of Health rules here in Kentucky, and it took me about 9 months to bring it to market. And then I thought, well, if I can sell one product, I can sell others. So that began my journey. And here I am about 13 years later. I have 6 products, and I've been partnering with Weta Michael out of Weta Michael Restaurants. She's got 4 or 5 restaurants in the Lexington area and Frankfort areas.
That day, she was at a Kroger event, which invited in Kentucky proud entrepreneurs to sample their products for Kroger store managers. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We're back with Nancy Ward of Ward's Kentucky Specialties, which she developed at about the same time that the State Ag Department's Kentucky Proud branding effort was gaining traction.
Right when I started, back in 2003, everybody said, get in touch with Kentucky Proud, and I took their advice and haven't been sorry since.
She was at that Kroger store event with some newer products she was hoping to get into their stores.
Yes, we've got 3 new products. We've got a bourbon mustard made for Wallace Station. We have a super spice rub made out of the Windy Corner recipe with Weta Michael again. And then I have a chocolate ginger sauce. We call it a ginger chocolatier sauce. That's really got a unique blend of ginger and dark chocolate.
She sells product on her website at a few central Kentucky retailers and hopes to add products to the Kroger store Kentucky Proud kiosk.
Yes, I just pride myself on having unique flavors and flavor profiles. That it's not a run-of-the-mill sauce. Like my signature sauce is bluegrass steaks and everything sauce, bluegrass bourbon, and my pineapple chutney has a very unique flavor profile.
You can check out her website at kyspecialtysauces.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.